Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. The Big Show is on the radio. Still a lot more coming at you. Hey, 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 listen up. My name is Matt Foley. I'm a motivational speaker. I am 35 years old. I am thrice divorced. And every morning I listen to John Boy and Billy on The Big Show when I wake up in a van down by the river. Go on and laugh. At least the radio works. From our summer vacation and head into the fall. Who's gonna turn the heat down?
I'll get it. I do everything else.
I'm like, that's out of my pay range.
Is there like a gas leak in the room or something? Everybody's talking really weird.
So, yeah, Billy, welcome back, buddy.
Hey, man,
it's been a couple minutes here. Uh-huh. So, okay, glad you. Now, that's back, okay, vacation time. I'll just hit Randy. Randy, thanks for doing the Best of the Big Show.
Yeah, like I had a choice.
All the way a week through Labor
that
Day.
That doesn't mean he doesn't mean it.
I know.
That's true. Okay, well, good. So, all back, Andy behind the glass. Looking good there, buddy. Yeah, man, there. Tater.
Hello.
Nice. All right.
Thank you.
Love the little glow in your cheeks.
Yeah. Even,
and moving around.
That's about all that got some
she
sun.
Got overheated walking down the sidewalk.
I'm just flushed.
Could be a hangover.
I'm having a hot flash.
Yeah, Jackie, my baby.
Hi, sweetie.
All right, Jackie, wish she had a vacation for me, man. I think I worked Jackie harder when I'm not at work.
She's like, oh, no, another vacation?
Hold on. There's a story in there I want to hear.
She loved whoever taught him to text. That's all I know.
Right.
All right, so good. So we're all back here. Let's see here what's very special about today, except the Big Show on the radio back in the day. Oh, here it is. Today is National Beer Lovers Day. Well, that's still all right. Beer Lovers Day. A lot of days around beer.
Yeah, matches well with our video of the day, Attack of the Savage Brew.
Oh, all right, cool.
See, sometimes the beer fights back.
So annually on September 7th, beer and the process of brewing beer may predate known history. All right, that's how popular it is.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, good.
It was here before the dinosaurs, I'm pretty sure.
Well, all right. It's National Salami Day.
They go well together.
And, growing up in the South, not was a big salami fan, you know, until later on in life. I got exposed to it.
I would say I was probably 22 years old before I even tasted salami. It was at that deli over near the studio we used to work at.
Salami, All right, so anyway, we caught up on that, and it's National Grateful Patient Day. It provides an opportunity to show appreciation for the hardworking professionals in the medical industry. All right, that's the truth right there.
Yeah, it is.
All right, families and caregivers. All right, then. All right. And by the way, today our theme is back to school. We did not do a back to school show. And most of them kind of, the kids went back right before our vacation.
Yeah, it's spotty. It depends on, you know, where.
Is it where you are?
Yeah.
What's happening? All right, well, we're going to have some fun with it all morning long. Yeah, we got 3 days in history saved up. We'll get our first prize back out and get you ready for Outburst. All right, here we are back at work. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack today, a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. In that John Boy and Billy bucket, and Liquid Performance products available at your local Napa Auto Parts store. Look at our 3 dates in history where we get our categories. Think along, wake up with us here. 1915, it was on this date. A former newspaper cartoonist named John Gruel received a patent for the Raggedy Ann doll.
Okay.
I wonder if he, like, drew a little doll that looked like Raggedy Ann and gave him the idea. Since he was a cartoonist, and then he just made one.
Could be.
I probably figured that out.
All right. Look at you. Somebody drank some smart water.
1986. I'm trying to see if you were. What you are. The Chicago Bears, Cleveland Browns game. There were only 3 plays into the new football season. Officials called for the first instant replay in NFL history. 86. How about that? The rule was later tossed out, but returned in modified form in 1999. It seems like we've been doing this in replays the whole time.
Right. My whole
99
life.
Modern form. Hmm. All right, Dan.
They do instant replays in football?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Do them in baseball, too.
Really?
Yeah, they're hard. They're harder there. Anyway, we'll talk sports later, Randy.
I can't wait.
Finally, on this date, 1993, police caught a knife welding bandit who had just robbed.
Was he making one or was he carrying one?
I don't know. Let's find out. Yeah.
Wielding.
Oh, wielding.
Oh,
okay.
he was just wielding.
So he was waving it around.
He was welding a knife. Well, so he had just robbed a New Jersey store, and then his pants fell down. And he knocked himself out, falling over a fire hydrant.
Is he Benny Hill?
I bet he wished he was a welder.
Now, when you need instant replay.
Exactly.
All right, fell over a fire hydrant. That is the hint to the category. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. Come on, we play next. Morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, Dan, been waiting. Let's get the winning beginning.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Say hey to Scott from Lexington, South Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, John Boy. How you doing?
Hey, man, we all good, man. All rested, ready to go. You miss us? You ready to go?
Oh, yes. I missed you so much. I'm ready to play again.
All right.
He sounds almost as convincing as I did when you asked me that.
You can almost hear his eyes rolling.
Scott, let's cheer you through these three categories, buddy. Here we go. In 5 seconds, we need three toy dolls. Ready? Go.
We got the Raggedy Andy and Barbie, and how about the old good old G.I. Joe?
Yeah, that's a good.
With a Kung Fu grip.
Oh, you had them too, man.
All right.
So did the fingers, I'm trying to remember, did the hand actually move with a Kung Fu grip?
No, it was just shaped like a C. Grip. Like a C.
Okay.
Yeah. But was perfect for us because we put firecrackers in it.
Oh, nice.
That's right. They fit right nice, didn't they?
They did. All right. Good deal. All right, Scott, here we go, buddy. Now we need three NFL teams. Ready? Go.
Oh, we got Chicago Bears and Cleveland Browns and how about the Green Bay Packers?
All right. That's three of them. All right. I think you and Randy have quit relating right now. Worked with it. Yeah.
Yep. I'm out.
All right. Here we go. Well, round of Scott's life. For the win, three places you see a fire hydrant. Ready, go.
We've got an apartment complex somewhere in the neighborhood, and there's one down the street.
One down the street. Perfect.
Those last two were pretty broad.
Good work, buddy. John Boy and Billy, 5-gallon bucket filled with Liquid Performance products, is head down to Lexington for you.
All righty. Thank you, John Boy.
All right, man. Glad you won. You hang on for Jackie. Bottom of the hour. Time of the top of your news. All across Big Show country, your news welding person. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio for your Tuesday, September the 7th. It's our back-to-school show. Well, right, gonna have some fun back to school with little James Gregory. Let's kick it off.
All right, children, hush now. This is the last show and tell before summer break. And as always, we gonna wrap it up with your favorite funny youngin'. Come on up here, little James Gregory.
Thanks, Mr. Shepherd. Thank you. I'm sure gonna miss you this summer. I'm not gonna know what to do with 3 whole months without someone smacking me in the back of the head for hiding boogers under my desk. Summer vacation. I can't figure this out, y'all. They give us all that time off when it's too hot to do anything. Oh, Lord. It's miserable outside. Miserable. Oh, triple-digit heat. Triple dead jet hate, y'all. Oh, no. It's so hot. It's so hot. All our chickens are laying almonds. Oh, no. And the cows are giving powdered milk. Oh, it's so hot. I saw 2 dogs fighting over a tree. Oh, no. Oh, it's so hot. I saw the squirrels in the park picking up nuts with potholders. Oh, it's so dang hot. I saw a funeral procession go through the Dairy Queen drive-thru. Oh, that's hot, brother. It's so hot that mama can wash and dry the clothes at the same time. It's so hot that I bought a loaf of bread at the store, and by the time I got home, it was toast. You could actually go out to the garden and dig up baked potatoes. Baked potatoes. It's so hot. Stores are putting up signs that say, no shirt, no shoes, no kidding. Ooh-wee! Summertime. It's a time when the people who should keep their clothes on don't. Hey, Lord. Y'all, have you been to the swimming hole in this heat? with big old Miss Hawkins rolls in, it's like the 2 o'clock show at SeaWorld. That gal puts the boo in shabu. All the kids take turns hanging off the tree branch over the water and watching her leap out of the water and take a Twinkie out of her hand. Women ain't the only ones who shouldn't be naked. Oh, my daddy came out the kitchen one morning and told Mama, it's too hot to wear clothes today. I wonder what the neighbors would say if I mowed the lawn naked. They'd say, I probably married you for money. I tell you, I heard folks talking about relative humidity. You ever hear that? I finally figured out what it was. It's the dew on the car windows when you're making out with your cousin in the back seat. Okay, hey, be sure to come see me at Lake Ouija Woogie Summer Camp. Oh, yeah.
All right, little James Gregory, get on out of here now. Slow down, youngin'. Have a safe summer. Hey, insert that water balloon, you little pot licker.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. All right. This premiered right before our vacation. And right quick zoom to the top of the charts of our hearts here at the Big Show. Ricky B and Lucy R. There you go. In it.
Country people. Strolling the pasture, crack of dawn, there ain't a damn thing going on. Cows over here, pigs over there, what's coming out of their derriere? That's when your foot hits a big old patty. Poop, there it is. Squishy.
Poop, there it is. Poop, there it is. Poop, there it is. Poop, there it is. Poop, there it is.
Before I let the sun go down, take Fido out for a walk around. He's got to stop at every tree, lift his leg and take a pee. Walking out by the ball field, it's high yield, it's a minefield, but there's always one that you never see. Poop, there it is. Oh, damn it.
Poop, there it is.
Come on, y'all.
Poop, there it is.
A little louder.
Poop, there it is.
Come on, y'all.
Poop, there it is. Poop.
That ain't chocolate, that ain't chocolate, that ain't chocolate, suck up. Poop. That ain't chocolate, that ain't chocolate, that ain't chocolate. What stinks? It's in the bathroom. Smells like rotten mushrooms. Nothing in the bowl. Here we go again. Open the trash can, digging in. Halfway down, I start to cry. P-double-O-P-Y, oh my. A busted open, dirty diaper poop. There it is.
Poop, there it is. Poop, there it is. Poop, there it is. Poop, there it is. Poop, there it is.
I hate duty.
Poop, there it is.
I hate duty.
Poop, there it is.
Ain't no hot cheese plugs your pipe. I got me a plan to start taking brand. Amazing, it's crazing. I'm chancing and prancing. I'm poo-poo dancing. That's a match lighter. Sitting here gonna be an all-nighter. Your sinus plugging up your head. Can't smell this, you must be dead. Can you smell it?
We can smell it.
Can y'all smell it?
We can smell it.
Can you smell it?
We can smell it.
Can y'all smell it? P-double-O-P, that's the word. Another way to spell it, turd. Spend all your time looking down, spotting something soft and brown. Thinking that the coast is clear. Thinking danger isn't near. That's when you look up in the sky. Poop, a bird craps in your eye.
Poop, there it is. Poop, there it is. Poop, there it is. Poop, there it is. Poop, there it is.
Dothan, Alabama. Everything's gonna be all right. We are the Rap Masters. Lucy R, rapper Ricky B. You have different people at your pizza hut.
20 years and coming more.
Still another prize pack for you in less than 30 minutes from right now, y'all. It's a big show. Oh, let somebody better tell me than me. Tell you than me. All right.
John Boy Billy Big Show, that's still speaking him up you.
Oh, it's you, Marcel. What am I doing? Well, when I'm not hanging up on racing fat boy and trying to cure Babs of her terminal blondness, I'm listening to my two favorite straight white southern boys, John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Oh, Marcel, just stop. No, I won't tell Randy you said hello.
Good morning. It's a big show on the radio. We have finished up with our summer vacation. It's good to be back at John Boy and Billy. And Mr. Billy. And Marcy. Randy. Jackie. And behind the glass. All good to be here, boys. Looking back, this is our back to school show. Looking back to archives. You know, 40 years. Celebrating the big show on the radio. So we talk about high school. I sang about
and
that.
And coming
know,
more.
You know, I got into radio right out of high school. I think maybe that's why I never matured.
Well, that's one possibility. Yeah.
I think there's some other things going on there. Anyway, we've had fun with high school. Ever since high school, hadn't we? Go back and look what I found in the John Boy and Billy bit box. Some old school excuses. Run that.
Now, here's that list that I got. From a Greenville, Texas school. This is from Kerry Peltz from Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. This is actually a list turned in at a Greenville, Texas school in 1992. The spelling is exactly as it appeared from the parents of students. Dear school, please please accuse John for being absent on January 28th, 29th, 30th, 32nd, and 33.
All right.
Chris has an acre on his side. Mary could not come to school because was bothered by very close veins. Mm. Mm. Thank you. John has been absent because he had two teeth taken out of his face.
I had that down. Yeah.
I cape Billy home because she had to go Christmas shopping because I didn't know what size she wear.
Ah.
Mm. How about fried chicken? Yeah. Is that Mrs. Willie P? Please excuse Gloria. She has been sick and under the doctor. My son is under the doctor's care and should not take P.E. Please execute him.
Ooh.
Lily was absent from school yesterday. She had a going over.
Hmm. I've had that. It's terrible.
Please excuse Joey Friday. He had tooth vowels.
Ooh, tooth vowels.
Tooth vowels. Hmm. That's what Jody had, Joey. Please excuse me.
This is actually the way the host pronounced these two.
Please excuse Blanche from Jim, J-I-M, today.
Uh-huh.
She is administrating. Please excuse Joyce from P.E. for a few days. She misplaced her hip.
Oh.
Hmm. Carlos was absent yesterday because he was playing football and hurt his growing part. My daughter was absent yesterday because she was tired. She spent the weekend with the Marines. Please excuse Diane from being absent yesterday. She was in bed with Gramps.
Ooh.
Please excuse Jimmy for being. It was his father's fault.
Wow.
And finally, Mary Ann, absent December 11th through the 13th because she had a fever, sore throat, headache, and upset stomach. Her sister was also sick, fever, and sore throat. Her brother had a low-grade fever and ached all over. I wasn't the best either, sore throat and fever. There must be the flu going around. Her father even got hot last night. Some actual excuses from Ringfield.
Boy, was that worth waiting for?
Hey, Kerry, me and you enjoyed it, didn't we, buddy? Thank you. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. Somebody's going to win a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. Includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. It's the latest innovation from the corner of cucumber and vine. Pickle juicers. Inconvenience, 2-ounce shooters and 64-ounce jugs. Mount Olive Pickles. Click on the banner when you go to thebigshow.com. Making great products since 1926. Well, coming back hot from vacation, it's our back-to-school show.
Hello, friends. Your old pal Bert Byrne here. It's that time of year again when parents can breathe a sigh of relief, get a little me time, and push the care and feeding of their horrible offspring on the state. That's right, back to school. So ring the bell and send them back to hell in style, thanks to the big back to school sale at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. Does your daughter dress like a crackhead? Does her closet look like Lindsay Lohan's laundry hamper? Is your lint trap full of sequins and glitter? Do your friends think you've adopted Miley Cyrus? Do your nosy neighbors give you a sympathetic pat on the back while handing you a gift certificate for Planned Parenthood? Is that the state of affairs in your household, Snookums? Well, guess what? Despite your best attempts to dress your little darling as a treasure, she's tarted up like total trash. And no amount of complaining, tears, and empty threats are going to change it. She's dressing like a hoe, so go with the flow and style at Tacky Jackie's. She's Tacky Jackies carries all the top names for school-age sartorial trampery. Brands like Stank and Skank, Tammy Milfiger, Giorgio Armani, Allegro for Slutty, and of course, Vera Wang.
I like Chinese. They're always friendly and they're ready to please.
They're all here at colossal savings over regular retail, because with the moral direction of your child, you'll need all your available money to bail out your honey.
Oh, no!
Be sure to check out our quirky, teenage, on-site bail bondsman, Mr. Dinky. Just remember, if your daughter's kinky and the situation's hinky, it's time to shake hands with Mr. Dinky. And you'll only find him here at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. Tacky Jackie has something for everyone. Preteens, post-teens, in-betweens, prom queens, drama queens, closet queens, tweakers, sneakers, debate club speakers, tweeters, cheaters, tardy bell beaters, geeks, freaks, chubby cheeks, snoozers, boozers, chess club losers, crunkers, punkers, amateur spelunkers, fruities, beauties, girls with cooties, droolers, foolers, above ground poolers, goobs, noobs, dudes, duds, and that one kid with a six-hair mustache, pierced eyelid, and crooked mullet that keeps inviting you on a snipe hunt. We've got you all covered at Tacky Jackie's. And don't worry, guys, we haven't forgotten you. This weekend only, we've got a humongous 50% off sale on our entire line of pint-sized pimp and puny playa fashions. Neon green, pink, and orange polyester bell bottoms with a fur-lined athletic supporter on the outside. Paisley overalls with comfy spandex crotch so you can boogaloo at platform sneakers with optional training wheels.
Huh?
All purchases over $75 will receive absolutely free a complimentary chest hair wig for all you virgins and late bloomers, only at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. And Saturday only, be sure to come hungry. To get you ready for the school year, the lunchroom gals from Grizzly Stump Elementary will be serving free grub, cafeteria style, from 11 a.m. to noon. They'll have all your favorites.
I sure am hungry.
Heaping, steaming, bubbling ladles of the green stuff, the brown stuff.
They'll have some of the yellow.
And the all-new blue stuff.
And don't get cheap on me.
All menu items approved by Michelle Obama. Whatever you do, don't miss the big back-to-school sale at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. And here we grow again with a brand new location. Look for the hand-painted sign on 7th Street, right behind Jews and Jugs Kosher Strip Parlor, and across the street from Captain Hook's Hands-On Piercings and LASIK Eye Surgery. Knock on the door marked Livestock and ask for Shecky Galecki, the world's funniest narcoleptic. And if he doesn't fall asleep, he'll let you into a wonderland of savings. The kind of savings you'll only find at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. This is your old pal Bert Fern saying, see you there.
Let's play some John Boy Jeopardy as we learn something every day the Big Show is on, not just during school season. I'm not being defensive. You're being defensive. This McDonald's menu item, we do major at McDonald's, don't we? Mm-hmm. It officially contains a total of 38 ingredients. And after it's all mixed up, what you're eating ends up being 56% corn products. Oh.
I think it's the McDonaldland joke book, but I don't recommend eating it.
Corn. Oh, what y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good morning. This is a big show on the radio, and our video of the day brought to you by DeWalt, NHRA Carolina National, September 17th through the 19th at Z-Max Dragway. They got the Attack of the Savage Brew. Check it out. Make a daily visit to thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's Jeopardy! Jeopardy!
Wow, wow, wow!
And now he's back, tanned, rested, and ready. Okay, tanned. He's John Moore.
And thank you. Let's say hey to Frank. He's out of Clover, South Carolina. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey. Did they say they arrested you, or you was arrested?
I was arrested? Not recently. Why? What's up?
Okay. Just wondering. I thought maybe we share the same thing.
Oh, tan, rested, and ready. Yeah, not arrested. Arrested. Ready.
Okay. Oh, let's spend more time on this.
No, he has been almost arrested at a tanning booth, but that's a long story.
Frank, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Well, glad you made it in here, Frank. You first up. Let's see what you got. I think you pass on the personality portion of our Jeopardy. This McDonald's menu item officially contains a total of 38 ingredients. And after it's all mixed up, what you're eating ends up being 56% corn products. What could that be at McDonald's, Frank?
Well, let me see here. Chicken nuggets?
Chicken nuggets.
Southern set!
You nailed it. I was trying to think, you know, really, what else could it be? Because you always think about, you know, so 56.
Hamburger.
hamburger patty.
Yeah, they've got a lot of additives in there.
What they got? All right, huh.
Or their salads. How about their ice cream? You want me to go on?
Man, all right. Well, by the way, chicken is on the list of 38 ingredients in the chicken McNuggets, but it's not at the top.
Well, that's not good.
No. And then again, we're not really surprised at all on this deal. Hey, Frank, good work for you, buddy. You got your Mount Olive Pickles prize pack, all right?
My favorite pickles, made in North Carolina.
You got that right, buddy. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. It was about 20 minutes away. A brand new roundup of dumb crook news. Crook's been active over our vacation. Good morning. This is a big show on the radio, running through you Tuesday, September the 7th. It's our back-to-school show. There's all kind of schools. Look at that in the school section here in the bid box. Look what we found, a buddy Ward Burton.
You're a natural race car driver. You've got the skills. You've got the car. You've even got the team. There's only one missing piece of a puzzle.
Yeah, geez, it was tough out there. All them other guys was right in my bumper. But this year's car was wicked fast. Hey, you guys, we did it!
Yes, if you're going to make it in racing, you need a Southern accent. That's why you need the Ward Burton Speech in School. Whether you're a surfer dude from California, a youper from the upper Midwest, or a Jamoke from Jersey, the Ward Burton Speech in School can help.
That's right, Chuck. In just 12 short weeks, our special high-intensity program will have you sounding like you was born and raised in the heart of South Boston, Virginia, just like me.
The Ward Burton Speech in School features daily classroom training by the master, Ward Burton himself.
Okay, class, repeat after me. This Caterpillar crew did just a super job. Car was awesome all day long.
Here's student Joey Finazio before.
Yo,
I want to be a race car driver.
And here's Joey after completing the Ward Burton program.
I'm going to tell you something right now, man. There's a pretty smart little old dog in there.
Don't let the wrong accent screw up your racing career. Call me now at 1-800-567-9467. That's 1-800-CASKIDS-STILL-SEER-LOTUS.
In just 12 short weeks, you'll be American by birth and Southern by the grace of Ward, the Ward Burton Speeching School.
Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing. Bye.
Tuesday morning, Big Show's on the radio, rolling through your September the 7th. All right, about 20 minutes, and our back-to-school show, my favorite back-to-school playhouses, starring Dub. All right, that's coming up. Hang over there right now. It's time for Dumb Croats News.
Yes.
Yep, so rested.
We was going to change it. Been doing it 30 years?
Mm-hmm. 40.
Dumb
40.
Croats stories. Yeah. Dumb Croats News. Stories sent in by you, the Big Show listener.
I'll get through it. The address will follow this report. A Cashmere, Washington man who was carrying a gun stuffed into the front of his pants accidentally shot himself in the groin.
Ooh.
Well, the stay-at-home gangster told his girlfriend to get rid of the gun while he drove himself to the hospital.
So he's just hanging around the house with a gun in his pants. Okay.
It gets worse. While the victim was being treated for the gunshot wound, a balloon filled with marijuana came out of his butt.
Wow. That's a problem.
Well, that would be the time that would happen.
Did it, like, inflate out of it?
Yeah. Police took the man from the hospital to jail. And while he was being strip searched, another balloon full of pot came out of his butt.
You know, once I can see, but twice it's just starting to look like carelessness.
Two balloons.
Show off.
He's been charged with a firearms violation, possession of a controlled substance, and being the worst drug smuggler of all time.
Yeah.
A Hawkins County, Tennessee man told police he broke into a nearby home because he needed some dry clothes. Officers spotted a man while responding to a call about the break-in. He was walking down the side of the road near the burglary wearing cowboy boots, a lady's white jacket, and a pair of pink yoga pants.
Say, that's odd.
Wonder what was in his butt.
He told him I was wet because I fell in the river, and that's all I could find. Mm. Well, the homeowners made a positive ID on stolen wardrobe, and the intruder was arrested for burglary.
And I'm guessing they just told him, just keep it.
So many questions.
A San Pablo, California man was arrested for stealing a taxi cab. Investigators say the man tricked the driver into getting out of the cab, then jumped in and drove away. Mm. He was arrested after he took the stolen taxi to the local DMV office and tried to re-register the car in his name.
Well, see, he's trying to make something out of himself.
He's going legit, man.
A Milwaukee man was arrested after leading police on a chase that reached speeds of over 100 miles an hour. The suspect told police he'd been smoking pot and his fight-or-flight mentality kicked in when a cop tried to pull him over for a traffic violation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the chase ended when the suspect wrecked his minivan while trying to look up directions on his cell phone.
Okay. You know, crime's not for everybody.
A 58-year-old St. Louis man went on a series of job interviews, but none of the prospective employers actually offered him a job. The man decided to show his displeasure by mailing packages of cat poop to the companies that failed to hire him.
Ooh.
Well, he sent his messy messages to 20 businesses in the St. Louis area. And the man apologized for sending the packages and got 2 years probation. By the way, his lawyer reports the man finally found a job. Hopefully it's not at the UPS store. Lots of people get arrested for resisting a police officer. A Punta Gorda, Florida woman got locked up because an officer was resisting her. She called 911 to complain that her recently deceased husband left his Corvette to his stepson instead of her. Well, the officer who responded found the woman extremely drunk and more than a little horny.
Okay.
He politely declined her advances. A few minutes later, the woman called 911 again to complain that the cop wouldn't, quote, get jiggy with her.
I think there's a state ordinance.
Yeah.
She was arrested for abusing an emergency number is what they got her on.
I hope she doesn't start mailing packages of cat poop to the cops.
Yeah.
A New Zealand traffic cop pulled over a speeder for the second time in 2 years, which doesn't sound so weird except that the two tickets were written over 11,000 miles apart. So shortly after writing a man a ticket on a highway outside London, England in 08, the officer moved to New Zealand and took a job with the police department in the city of Wellington. So in 09, the speeder also moved from England to New Zealand.
Wow.
So he got pulled over for speeding in December of 2010. The two men had a good laugh about their unexpected reunion. Then a cop wrote him the ticket anyway.
Oh, that's right.
He was new on the job. And finally, a Missouri man on house arrest for violating a restraining order was taken into custody after he removed his electronic ankle monitor. The trickery was discovered after he posted a video to Facebook called How to Remove an Electronic Ankle Monitor. If you got dumb crook news, mail to Dumb Crook News, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. Or email anybody but me at thebigshow.com. Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Hey there. This your old pal Justin LeBlanc. When I'm not mooching some of that fine Jacques Daniel whiskey and a plate of right fine gumbo off my best friend Woodrow Boudreau and that sassy sack of wife of his old Lisbon, I'm listening to those two wacky Cajun John Boy and Billy right there on that there Big Show. Hoo-wee, they is funny, I guarantee.
Good Tuesday morning, September the 7th. Big Show's on the radio, back from vacation. It's our back-to-school show.
All right, settle down. Thank you, Susie. That was really interesting. But I hate to tell you that what you got there ain't Civil War Confederate musket shot. And there's rabbit turds. All right, now, youngins, that's enough. Now, just like every show and tell, we always finish up with your favorite funny youngin'. Come on up and do your skit, little James Gregory.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Shepherd. Thank you. That's a real pretty tie you got on. I reckon the dead hobo you got it from won't miss it. So how about that cafeteria, huh? We got the only cafeteria where they make you stay after school just to finish chewing the meat. I've had some tough meat before, but this one stood up on the plate and picked a fight with me. That meat is harder than Miss Clement's spelling test. God knows what I'm talking about. The food is so bad, y'all. The teachers give you seconds as punishment. Have you tried the gravy? Y'all, the gravy. When you ask for gravy, they ask you, wood liver too. That is some thick gravy, y'all. When they try to stir it, the cafeteria spins around. The gravy is so thick, you gotta get a friend to help you dunk your bread in it. I got a cup of soup one day. Y'all got a cup of soup? Is this oyster stew? No, the cook has a cold. Wasn't half bad. I was going through the line one day and there was a big plate of apples. Miss Fisher put a note in the front of the apples that said, only take one. God is watching. a little ways down with a big plate of warm cookies. I wrote a note that said, "Take all you want. God's watching the apples." You know, I thought to work at a cafeteria, you couldn't have a beard. Someone forgot to tell Mrs. Tuttle, the lunch lady. It's not a proper beard. It's just those long hairs that grow out of them warts. I don't think she knows she's got them. She always gives me a funny look when I call her Rapunzel. And, does she sweat? Y'all, doesn't matter if it's summer or winter. No wonder my hands are swelling up. It's all the salt in the food. Too bad she and the gym teacher, Mr. Trutch, don't get together, y'all. The way she sweats and the way he drools, they'd be handy to have around during a drought. Y'all, you hear the one about the old maid, the turkey baster, and the farmer with a wooden leg, y'all? Dang it. All right, y'all. Meet me on the playground. This is a good one.
All right, y'all. Walk. Walk.
Good morning. Got a big show on the radio coming up. The easiest way for you to win is the current events quiz. You take C. Get two great board games from the Op Games. If you're looking for an easy, fun party game for all ages, Blank Slate is the game for you. And Hues and Cues is different than other board games. Connecting colors and clues has never been this fun. All right. Check them out there. Click on linkatthebigshow.com and hang on here. And we'll play for them in minutes. First, let's continue with our back-to-school show. Oh, yeah. Got to do a classic dub playhouse.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Dub Goes Back to School. As our story opens, Dub arrives at Brushy Wood Elementary School with his granddaughter, Missy.
This is where I sit, Grandpa. Thanks for coming to class with me today.
Glad to do it, sweetie. Say, is that your teacher?
Yes, that's Miss Crabtree.
She's a real cutie. You know teachers don't look like that when I was in school. If I was about 10 years younger, I might have to take out after her.
Grandpa, would you do me a big favor? Please don't start hitting on my teacher.
Don't worry, sweetie. I promise to be good.
I feel better.
Good morning, boys and girls. First of all, we want to welcome our special guests that are here for Grandparents Day. We thank you all for coming, and we hope you enjoy your visit.
Thank you for having us.
Excuse me?
I said thank you for having us. My name is Dub.
Well, it's very nice to meet you, Dub. Okay, class. Today we're going to talk about using the right word. When we're speaking to someone, it's very important to... Yes, Dub. Did you have a question?
Can I borrow a pencil?
A pencil. Well, I believe I have one right here. Scooter, would you pass that pencil to Mr. Dub?
Thank you, ma'am.
Grandpa, you promised.
All I did was ask her for a pencil.
Have you been drinking?
All right, now. Using the right word. If you want to be clearly understood, you have to pick the right word to describe. Yes, Dub? You have another question?
Anybody got a sheet of paper I can borrow?
Sir, the grandparents don't actually have to do any of the class work. You just are supposed to sit and observe.
Oh, pardon me.
Now, where were we? Oh, yes. Using the right word. Today, let's talk about the word tragedy. Can anyone describe a situation that would be a tragedy?
Ooh.
Yes, Scooter?
Yeah, say me and my brother were playing baseball, and he hit the ball, and it knocked one of my teeth out. That would be a tragedy.
Well, not exactly, Scooter. That sounds more like an accident. Anyone else?
I got it.
Yes, Travis.
Okay, like it'd be like if you bought like a really cool game for like your Sony PlayStation and junk, and you know you're like you know going to be like taking it over to a friend's house, you know, and on the way you like dropped it into like the storm drain and junk.
Yeah, but like that
that would be like a tragedy, you know.
Well, Travis, that wouldn't really be a tragedy either. That would be what we might call a great loss.
Stupid.
Bummer Man.
I'm like stupid. He's like Bummer Man.
All right. Does anyone else want to give it a shot? Anyone at all? Okay, how about some of our special guests? Would any of you grandparents like to describe a tragedy for us? Yes, Mr. Dub?
Sure, Bill. And Hillary Clinton got on an airplane, and right after it took off, it blew into a million pieces. That would be a tragedy.
Very good, Mr. Dub. Could you explain to the class exactly why it would be a tragedy?
Well, because it probably wouldn't be an accident. It sure wouldn't be a great loss.
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Tune in again next time when we'll hear Mr. Dub say,
"Well, Miss Crabtree, I guess you'll have to make me stay after school, huh?"
I don't get it.
He's all like, it wouldn't be an accident. Like somebody blew him up and stuff. So
this is bogus.
As if.
Earth to Dub.
All right, man. I miss that, Russ.
Yep.
I did. Y'all, let's play this current events quiz. Billy, welcome back, buddy. We missed you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, let's see what our category is this morning.
Dumb crook news at McDonald's.
All right.
I hope they don't think we're picking on him today.
1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. You take C, you will win. We play next.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio rolling through your Tuesday, September the 7th. Where's time go when you're on vacation?
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, how about our video of the day? It's brought to you by the DeWalt NHRA Carolina Nationals, September 17th through the 19th at Z-Max Dragway. We got Attack of the Savage Brew.
Huh. It's kind of an instructional video, you know, for back to school. College guy bites into a can of beer, shows how manly he is, and then the beer fights back.
Right.
So it's a safety video, basically.
Check it out at BigShow.com. And right now, are we ready? Mm-hmm. All right. Hit it, girl.
Ready?
Right. And let's say hey to Charles from Johnson City, Tennessee. I'm sorry, that's hey Charles, how you doing, man?
Good morning, John Boy. How you doing?
Good morning. Good, man. Wait just a second. I was going to talk to Jackie. Jackie, you know that's from mine and yours favorite go-to party song.
Yep.
All right.
Wagon Wheel.
That's right. Wagon Wheel. I can't do John City, Tennessee without singing it from Wagon Wheel.
Don't be disappointed, again. Billy. I've got yours and mine's party song called.
Okay, good.
All right, Charles, welcome, buddy. You listen to Biddle and win this prize pack.
Well, a man was arrested at a McDonald's in Lawrence, South Carolina for giving a face tattoo in the restaurant.
Hmm.
It gets worse. The tattooee was a minor.
Uh-oh.
And the tattooer was reportedly a McDonald's employee.
Yikes.
A witness filmed the McTat with a cell phone and posted it on social media, which led to the arrest. McDonald's is investigating the incident and said in a brief statement, A, this is not in line with the values of our organization. B, we do not tolerate conduct like this in any of our locations. Or C, if you want to do something you regret, don't get a tattoo. Try our mango pineapple smoothie.
That's a tough one, but I'm going to have to take C.
That's a pretty good job. What? Josh,
he said, Johnson City.
All right, Charles, you hang on. Jackie, hook you up with a prize pack, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, JD's got back school sale going on. We've got Bell Silvers joining us. 20 minutes. Good Tuesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Annual Back School Show. Portion brought to you by JD's.
Howdy, friends. Well, it's finally that time of year once again when them youngins run back off to school. And y'all know what that means. It's time to get a night job and spend all day long renting skin flicks off in a digital cable box. And now that them little snot lickers are going to be out in Jen's hair for a while, it's time to run on down to JD's 24-hour drive-through pawn and gun auto parts pharmaceutical adult gift bait and tackle discount cigarette outlet.
I heard that.
That's right, friends. We got all you and the little ones need to make this year fall the best in ever. Get your boy to the top of his class with JD's brand new 12-step program entitled How to Become the Dominant Military Power in Your Elementary School.
Alcohol!
Or the new JD's fully digital 14-megapixel spy camera disguised as an ink pen so little Billy can bring home high-resolution revealing photos of that hot new sixth-grade teacher.
Good Lord.
And now that them youngins are out of the house, now's a good time to stock up on JD's all-new gut splatter homemade strawberry wine guaranteed to knock you flatter than one of them new-age vegetarian girls. We got log splitters, can cozies, belt buckles, buffered aspirin, handcuffs, radiators, fiddle strings, stink bait, axle grease, and when y'all come in before the end of August, get a free pamphlet authored by yours truly called 501 Plum Filthy Websites Y'all Ought to See. And are you boys having trouble in this weak economy? Well, JD's is proud to announce some several work out of your basement programs guaranteed not to fail. While supplies last, jump on the latest craze, JD's Home Funeral Kit. That's right, friends. Save your family and friends thousands of dollars by cutting out the middleman. Each kit comes with four styles of coffin blueprints made entirely out of wafer board. And if you act right now, get a free drain hose and 6 gallons of formaldehyde. Hey, it's easier than picking out the homo on a reality TV show. And what better way to keep the life off you than JD's Bedroom Helper Grocery Bags, featuring the faces of some of the hottest women known to man, including Dolly Parton, Tracy Lords, Liz Hurley, and that hot little pharmacist chick Ellie on Andy Griffith.
Who's your daddy?
And while you're down here, check out the new releases in the video department, including the blockbuster documentary film John Boy's Mater Plant, narrated by Caterpillar Dodge driver Ward Burton.
It all started with a seeding packet from the Food City, and then some fella's goat got railed up and took a big steaming.
So what are you waiting for? Turn off that TV and get your honey and on down to JD's 24-hour drive-through pawn and gun auto parts pharmaceutical adult gift bait and tackle discount cigarette outlet. Come visit our new location in Rockbatter, Tennessee, across from Iron Teeth McCallahan's VCR Repair and Possum Bladder Museum. Do it today!
JD's, JD's, what a Southern boy needs.
Good morning. Big Show's on the radio rolling through you Tuesday morning. All right. One of my faves here with the top 10 list.
It's nice to be back. You're looking well, sir. Yes. Not a day over 28 in dog years. But let's not tarry, shall we? Get on with the business at hand. Isn't our president doing a wonderful job? Said no one. What did you expect from a guy with a vacancy sign on his forehead? I have to say, I find it adorable the way he screams, "Is this thing on?" into his ice cream cone. 80 million people voted for this. Give me their names and numbers. I have an igloo in the desert I'd like to sell them. It's a steal. Speaking of stealing, how's this economy working out for you? From the home office in Joe Biden's pillow fort in Delaware, the top 10 signs you're in a Biden economy. Number 10, you get pre-declined credit cards in the mail. Number 9, CEOs are playing golf at Putt-Putt. Number 8, Angelina Jolie adopted a kid from America. Number 7, Motel 6 can't afford to leave the lights on anymore. Number 6, the only pipeline open in America is the one Hunter gets his crack from. Too soon? Number 5, the only gas truck drivers can afford is from Taco Bell. Number 4, Dominion voting machines are starting to sell votes to Republicans. Number 3, giving someone your 2 cents worth now costs you $1.50. Number 2, illegals are crossing the border back into Mexico. And the number 1 sign you're in a Biden economy, hookers are starting to accept Bitcoin. I said Bitcoin.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
I stand on the hill, but not for a thrill, for the breath of a fresh kill. And never mind the man who contemplates doing away with license plates. He stands alone anyhow, baking the cookies of discontent by the heat of the laundromat vent. Leaving his soul. And then, like in poetry, I go dot, 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 you know, kind of offset up. Leaving his soul. Parting the waters of the medulla oblongata with John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. You like that one, John Boy? Yeah.
Big Show on the radio. All right, looking forward to our first rounds of Wordy Word in a while. It's coming up.
Yeah, me too.
You hadn't been practicing while you're here in the studio?
Oh, by yourself, I play that doing game the shows? Every chance I get. We play it at home.
Awesome. Well, you should be better at it.
Well played.
You set yourself up.
All right, you sure did. All right, let's kick off this final hour of our back to school show.
All right, settle down, young'un. Good job there, Luke. I bet you could have burped the whole alphabet if you hadn't thrown up on the Y. Good assist on the trash can there, Marvin. Save the janitor a good bit of cleanup. Well, we'll cap off show and tell like we always do with your favorite funny young'un. Come on up and do your skit there, little James Gregory.
Thank you there, Mr. Shepherd. Looks like you had to dress yourself this morning. Maybe someday that two different color socks thing will catch on. Gotta make this quick, don't want to cut it at recess time. Gotta have that recess, you know what I mean? Gotta have it, gotta have that recess. Everybody loves recess. Remember Miss Culligan? She always had some sort of quiz after recess. I remember this one time, we come in for recess, and Miss Culligan says, "Sarah, what did you do at recess?" Oh, Lord. Sarah says, "I played in the sandbox." And Miss Culligan says, "That's good. Now go to the blackboard If you could spell sad, I'll give you a fresh baked cookie. Fresh baked cookie. She does and gets a cookie. Then Miss Colgan says, Morris, what did you do at recess? And Morris says, I played in the sad box with Sarah. That's good now. Go to the blackboard, and if you can spell box, I'll give you a fresh baked cookie. He does, and she gives him a cookie. Then she asks Mustafa Abdul McMahon what he did at recess. Oh, Lord, he says, I tried to play in the sandbox with Sarah and Morris, but they threw rocks at me. Miss Colgan says, well, that is blatant racial discrimination. You go to that blackboard, and if you can spell blatant racial discrimination, I'll give you a fresh baked cookie. Oh, Lord. I sure do miss her. I miss those cookies more. I'm glad I didn't have to take a spelling test. I'm terrible at spelling. I was in a spelling bee once. That was a mess. Teacher said, your word is farm. I said, oh, Lord, can you give me the definition? And she said, it's a plot of agricultural land used to raise crops and livestock. I said, oh, Lord, well, can you use it in a sentence? And she said, old McDonald had a farm. And I yelled, E-I-E-I-O. One time this teacher asked me, what 10-letter word starts with G-A-S? And I said, automobile. Oh, God. Another time she asked me if I could spell mousetrap. I said, yeah, I can spell mousetrap. C-A-T. Because they catch mice, right? They catch mice. I feel like I have to explain some of these to the dumb kids. Like Lester there. How's it going, Lester? Hey, Lester. Hey, I can spell your mom's name with two letters. Easy. At Lester's house, yeah, the postman. Yeah, the postman always rings twice. That's to let the milkman know there's someone else in line. Okay. Lester's mom's so easy. When she was born, the doctor slapped her on the butt and she hollered, don't forget to pull my hair. That's easy. Oh, well, that's what he says, y'all. Okay, meet me by the monkey bars, okay? And I'll tell you the one about Lester's mom, a slide whistle, and a rabid weasel. Oh, Lord. It's hilarious.
All right, y'all. Whoa. Parker, quit picking your butt.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio and a back to school show. All right, first round's a wordy word in a while. Looking forward to it. The winner gets a $50 gift card from Island Coastal Lager Beer. You can become an island local for exclusive deals and a chance to win a dream fishing trip to the Bahamas. Visit islandbrandsusa.com or you can go to thebigshow.com, click on the Island Brands banner, get all the info you need. Hang on, play 4 minutes. The first, all right, back to school show. Yes, place our call to the info directory here.
Hello. You have reached the automated answering service of Brushwood Middle School. In order to assist you in connecting to the right staff member, listen carefully to all your options before making a selection as the menu has changed. To lie about why your child is absent, press 1. To make excuses for why your child did not do his work, press 2. To complain about what we do, press 3. To swear at staff members, press 4. To ask why you didn't get information that was already enclosed in your newsletter and several flyers mailed to you, press 5. If you want us to raise your child, press 6. If you want to reach out and touch, slap, or hit someone, press 7. To request another teacher for the 3rd time this year, press 8. To complain about bus transportation, press 9. To complain about school lunches, press 0. If you realize this is the real world and your child must be accountable and responsible for his or her own behavior, classwork, homework, and that it's not the teacher's fault for your child's lack of effort, hang up now and have a nice day.
My new favorite voice. Oh, man. You need to use that voice playing wordy word.
I don't know.
1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. You can go to bigshow.com, click the on-air contest button. You want to play wordy word, can't get through, Jack can call you. We do it next. Good Tuesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Back in hot on vacation. It was hot. hey, tell me about our video of the day. It's brought to you by the DeWalt NHRA Carolina Nationals, September 17th through the 19th at Z-Max Dragway. Got a tag of the Savage Brew. Instructional video on our back-to-school show here.
It's a wait for it.
Check it out at BigShow.com. Be taking a classic beer request off the wall coming up in minutes. Right now.
Okay, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
A wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Daryl from Salem, Alabama. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning.
Morning. And we got Brenda from Chesapeake, Ohio. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. All right, y'all, welcome. All right, to set the teams, it's Brenda, Tater, and Randy. And Daryl on the John Boy and Billy side.
No refunds.
All right, here we go. Good luck, y'all. Brenda, you relax. Me and Daryl going to go for the first 30 seconds. All right, somebody get back up. You ain't hurt. We ain't started yet.
Okay.
All right. Daryl, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go now. Start the clock now. Don't close the door. Blanket. The opposite of close.
Shut.
No, the opposite of close. Blank the door so I can get in.
Open.
Yeah.
Open.
All right. Take one of these out of the blank jar. An oatmeal or a chocolate chip blank. Eat
cookie.
It. Yes. All right. Now, four of these make a quart. Give me a blank of beer. Yes. Uh-huh. All right, another name for a wig. A guy wears a
toupee.
Yes. All right. This one, India. I don't have time. I'm not going to do that. And Daryl, we put a four on the board. Good
but
work.
Your chief Nakahoma is excellent.
Nice. Don't help, Billy. Mm. It's been a while. See, we don't want them to win.
I know.
All right, Brenda, you're up with Tater. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, and go.
All right, a Native American's house was this.
Teepee.
Yep. You sew this, a patchwork, like a blanket, is called a what? Yep. Don't blank and fall on the ice.
Trip.
Nope, you on the ice. You whoop.
Flip.
Yep. An elephant weighs four blank. an elevator can only take... Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, rhymes with it. A hot dog blank. You put your hot dog in it.
Bun.
Uh-huh. That rhymes with it. In the sky.
Sun.
Yeah!
Oh, God. Yeah. Tater, if you'd got out of the way, Brenda might have had a world
record
there.
I'm so sorry.
All right. They'll put a six on the board, so Brenda takes the lead by two, Daryl. Here we go into round two, buddy. Some points. You're with Billy. Ready. Go.
Let's go out and have a good time. Let's go and have some blank.
Fun.
Yep, yes. There you go. Let's see. Rhymes with it. I'm finished. I'm completely...
done.
Yeah.
Yep. She lives in a convent. Still rhyming. She's Catholic. She wears a habit.
None.
Yep. Yes.
There you go. You do this in a foot race. You do it as fast
run.
As you can. Yep.
Yes.
A blank gun. A cop might bring a guy down with a blank gun. It doesn't. It's not lethal.
Taser.
Another name for a taser. Oh, okay.
All right. That's why I always lead off with rhymes with everyone. Another four on the four, eight score.
You see, Billy, that's called passive aggressive.
Yeah. All right, so Brenda and Randy, two will tie, and three will win.
Okay.
You got the table set, Randy, if you don't blow it.
Oh, okay. All right. Brenda is too good of a contestant to let me blow it.
I think so, man. Yep. All right. Brenda, you ready, baby?
Yes.
And go.
Okay, so it's another name for the weapon.
Gun.
Yeah, that a girl.
Gun.
Thank you. If you're not pretty, You're what?
You're ugly.
Yep.
Tied up.
And this is what grapes grow on.
Oh, yeah.
Vines.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, you're right.
Even you couldn't be bad enough.
Nope. Nope. She's
too good. Doggone it, Daryl down in Salem. Came up a little short, buddy, but you can try again any game, any time, all right?
Thanks, John Boy.
Daryl, we appreciate you, buddy. You have a great day, man. It's just, yeah, not too many people going to win over Brenda. Good work, baby. Chesapeake, Ohio. You got your big old prize pack headed your way.
Thank you, John Boy.
Good work. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic beer request of the morning. See what got off the wall here. Fran Granger from Florence, South Carolina. Fran says, hey, you guys, I just love you all. For a classic bit, could you play A Married Man? Haven't heard one in a while. Thanks, XOXO. You got it, Fran. Coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic beer request of the morning. Fran Granger from Florence, South Carolina. Thanks for listening to all these years. Fran, here you go.
Married man, drives around in a minivan. Life for him has no zing. Wife won't let him do a thing. She says, it's about time he grew up. Wherever there's a screw-up, you'll find the married man.
As our story opens, married man, college buddy, drinking buddy, and their new ally, Indigo Girl, have just arrived at the north entrance to Brushywood Mall.
Hey, married man, why are we here?
Well, pal, today is the 10th anniversary of the day I first donned the colorful garb of married man. We're here to celebrate the occasion.
You know, if you ask me, big guy, nothing says celebrate like a lap dance at the Pink Pussycat Lounge.
You know, I could go for some of that action myself.
There you go. I like you, big girl.
Drinking buddy, take the hint. She's not the least bit interested in you or any other man.
All right, settle down. Friends, the modern supervillain is more dangerous than ever before. What with the recent advances in laser blasters, titanium battle suits, and steroids, today's evildoer can crush an unprepared hero literally in seconds.
And that's us, right?
Well, yes. And to take it to the next level, we need real superpowers. That's why I brought you all to the grand opening of this brand new store.
Powers and things?
Yep, America's first superpower retail outlet. See, they've got an extra large radiation chamber, and they guarantee they can give us superpowers in less than 5 minutes. Oh, and check this out.
Grand opening special. Buy one superpower, get a second of equal or lesser value free. We're going to use a coupon.
Hey, no sense throwing money away. Come on in.
Greetings, heroes. Welcome to Powers and Things.
Homer, what a surprise to see you here. You're not working down at the nuclear plant?
Nah, all the fun has gone out of it for me. You know how those public utilities are, all that stuff about protective gear and safety regulations. I like it much better here in the private sector, where everything's loosey-goosey. So, you guys ready to get some real superpowers? Here's our product menu.
Oh, before I forget, let me give you this.
2 for 1, eh? Well, now, at the coupon price, you can only choose your powers from Group A. Not the top of the line, but still decent.
And what does that mean, exactly?
Well, you can't get invulnerability, but you could get extremely thick skin when being criticized by your spouse, or about ability to pick NASCAR race winners, Busch Series only. Oh, and here's a cool one.
Really bendy thumb?
Yeah, it may not sound like much, but it's a lot of fun at parties. Just bought that one myself. Check it out. Eh? Eh? Eh?
Married man, most of these cheap powers sound kind of lame.
Actually, I can't disagree with you. Homer, how much would it cost to upgrade to Group B?
For 4 people, let's see, that would be another $200.
The team checking account does have almost $300 in it. Okay, Homer, we'll take 4 of the Group B upgrade.
Coolio, if you'll just read me the power of your choice, I'll punch the numbers into the computer here.
Okay, I'm going to take flying powers. That's number 2341. College buddy?
I want super strength, number 1247.
Okay. Drinking buddy?
X-ray vision, big guy, number 1500.
Let me guess, you're going to use it to see through Indigo Girl's costume.
I tell you what, Droopy George, you worry about your powers and I'll worry about mine.
Indigo Girl?
I'll take elastic body stretching powers, number 4307. I always wanted to be extra flexible.
Oh, yeah. Did I mention I like you, big girl?
Dude, please. She's not interested in you.
Okie dokie. Everybody sign the liability waiver, then strap yourselves into one of those chairs inside the cyclotron.
Did you say liability waiver?
Don't worry. It's perfectly safe. Now, excuse me while I close the giant lead-lined safety door.
Okay, folks, we're almost ready. In accordance with federal regulations, there is no smoking inside the cyclotron. Please turn off pagers and cell phones. Remain seated until the green safety light is illuminated. And thank you for shopping at Powers and Things.
Oops, I forgot to turn off my cell phone. Hello? Hi, honey bunny. Yeah, listen, I can't talk right now. We're about to be irradiated. No, I don't think it'll take very long. What? Pick something up for dinner on the way home?
Man, you better turn that off. Homer just threw the switch.
Listen, honey, I really have to run. I'll call you after you get...
No! No, that don't sound good, big guy. No!
Married man, your cell phone is shorting out the machine.
Okay, everybody relax. Homer is a trained professional. I'm sure if there's a problem, he'll shut down the machine.
Meanwhile, outside the cyclotron...
Donuts.
Holy this will end badly. Will our heroes survive their coupon-enhanced trip through the cyclotron? Tune in again next time when we hear Drinking Buddy say... College Buddy say... Indigo Girl say...
That kind of tickle.
And Homer say...
Hey, guys, everything okay in there? Guys? Hello? Oh, man, I hate these coupon people.
Don't miss our next sphincter-tightening adventure. Same married time, same married channel.
Wherever there's a screw up, you'll find the married man.
Good morning. Got a big show on the radio here. A few more minutes. Anything you missed this morning of the show, depending on your morning schedules, this one you don't want to miss, man. Our entire back school show, funny stuff. Catch it all on John Boy Miller's Late Risers podcast. Ready to get it up there. What's he been doing? All week in the day, goofing off?
Yeah, pretty much. Right. I didn't wear pants at all on Friday. There was nobody here.
Glad you... got your clothes back on for us coming back in. Yeah, yeah. And good job, I heard there, buddy.
See, here what happened. Yeah. I spilled a cup of coffee into my lap.
Ah.
And okay. Usually I'd be, oh, man, I got to go home and get out. I was like, nope.
No worries. You just take them the only off. One here.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Just shirt-tailed it.
You know, I want to say don't make it weird, but I don't know who to say it to.
All right. We're wrapping up our back school show with the action and Tacky Jackies.
Hello, friends. Your old pal Bert Byrne here. It's that time of year again when parents can breathe a sigh of relief, get a little me time, and push the care and feeding of their horrible offspring on the state. That's right, back to school. So ring the bell and send them back to hell in style, thanks to the big back to school sale at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. Does your daughter dress like a crackhead? Does her closet look like Lindsay Lohan's laundry hamper? Is your lint trap full of sequins and glitter? Do your friends think you've adopted Miley Cyrus? Do your nosy neighbors give you a sympathetic pat on the back while handing you a gift certificate for Planned Parenthood? Is that the state of affairs in your household, Snookums?
Well, guess what? Despite your best attempts to dress your little darling as a treasure, she's tarted up like total trash. And no amount of complaining, tears, and empty threats are going to change it. She's dressing like a hoe, so go with the flow and style at Tacky Jackie's. Tacky Jackie's carries all the top names for school-age sartorial trampery. Brands like Stank and Skank, Tammy Milfiger, Giorgio Armani, Allegro for Slutty, and of course, Vera Wang.
I like Chinese. They're always friendly and they're ready to please.
They're all here at colossal savings over regular retail, because with the moral direction of your child, you'll need all your available money to bail out your honey.
Oh, no!
Be sure to check out our quirky, teenage, on-site bail bondsman, Mr. Dinky. Just remember, if your daughter's kinky and the situation's hinky, it's time to shake hands with Mr. Dinky, and you'll only find him here at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. Tacky Jackie has something for everyone. Preteens, post-teens, in-betweens, prom queens, drama queens, closet queens, tweakers, sneakers, debate club speakers, tweeters, cheaters, tardy bell beaters, geeks, freaks, chubby cheeks, snoozers, boozers, chess club losers, crunkers, punkers, amateur spelunkers, fruities, beauties, girls with cooties, droolers, foolers, above ground poolers, goobs, noobs, dudes, duds, and that one kid with a six-hair mustache, pierced eyelid, and crooked mullet that keeps inviting you on a snipe hunt. We've got you all covered at Tacky Jackie's. And don't worry, guys, we haven't forgotten you. This weekend only, we've got a humongous 50% off sale on our entire line of pint-sized pimp and puny playa fashions. Neon green, pink, and orange polyester bell bottoms with a fur-lined athletic supporter on the outside. Paisley overalls with comfy spandex crotch so you can boogaloo, and platform sneakers with optional training wheels.
Huh?
All purchases over $75 will receive absolutely free a complimentary chest hair wig for all you virgins and late bloomers, only at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes.
Looking for the good stuff.
And Saturday only, be sure to come hungry. To get you ready for the school year, the lunchroom gals from Grizzly Stump Elementary will be serving free grub, cafeteria style, from 11 a.m. to noon. They'll have all your favorites.
I sure am hungry.
Heaping, steaming, bubbling ladles of the green stuff, the brown stuff.
They'll have some of the yellow.
And the all-new blue stuff.
And don't get cheap on me.
All menu items approved by Michelle Obama. Whatever you do, don't miss the big back-to-school sale at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. And here we grow again with a brand new location. Look for the hand-painted sign on 7th Street, right behind Jews and Jugs Kosher Strip Parlor, and across the street from Captain Hook's Hands-On Piercings and LASIK Eye Surgery. Knock on the door marked Livestock and ask for Shecky Galecki, the world's funniest narcoleptic. And if he doesn't fall asleep, he'll let you into a wonderland of savings. The kind of savings you'll only find at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. This is your old pal Bert Fern saying, see you there.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime is the perfect time for John Boy Billy Southern Sweet Tea. Give me some right now. I need it. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
Hi, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. Be back on tomorrow. We love you. We mean it.
Rabbit.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.